You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Social media marketing is all the rage these days, but trying to jump in, it can be overwhelming. Sandy Garcia, a.k.a. Social Sandy, is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads, and she's also a social media coach. Sandy, what's the first step we take in this endeavor?
Well, what I want to do is share some just general ideas on how to get started. So the first tip I have, tip number one, is you need to choose wisely. You need to select a network where your customers actually live. For example, baby boomers and their parents are on Facebook, but the 25 and under crowd, they call it Mombook, and they've moved on to Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. If you want to reach financially comfortable women in middle America, you want to be on Pinterest. So you want to make sure you select a network that reflects the user base that you're trying to reach as potential customers.
Okay, that makes sense. So only the old folks are on Facebook now.
Well, we'll say the 25 and up crowd.
25 and up crowd. Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Instagram and Twitter as being the younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And Pinterest as being the upscale crowd.
A little bit. Now, when I wouldn't say it's completely upscale. I would say middle class to upper middle. You know, we're not talking about the people who were buying the Maseratis on their eBay mobile app. You know, they're over on LinkedIn. So you've got to find the right network to match your customer base.
So I don't know if you read my tip today that comes in my newsletter, Sandy.
No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Well, you need to read it because my tip was about the stuff that I'm finding on Facebook pages where people are saying horrible things about other people. And it's horrible. So I don't even want to join the group. So once you've picked a network on which to concentrate, how do we learn its natural voice and etiquette?
So learning its natural voice just means listening. You know, if you go to, say you're American, you go to England for the first time, you listen a little bit. You listen to, they speak a little differently, they use a little bit different way to discuss things. And it's the same way with learning the voice of a social media network. For example, the voice of Instagram is actually a beautiful photograph. People share ideas by sharing pictures, but on Instagram, you can't share links back to items, so it does make it tricky to get an instant sale off of there. On Twitter, people share little snippets of information, and they organize it with hashtags. That's the voice that they use, is the hashtag. Pinterest, people are there to share their interests with each other. The voice is about exploration. It's about discovery. So the language on each network is going to be different. And you just kind of need to spend your time with your first network, focus there, pay attention, and learn to speak the local dialect, if you will, before you decide to move on to another one.
I like all this.
Oh, thank you.
So how can you add value to the lives of your followers and connect with them on a personal level?
Absolutely. This is my tip number three, and actually it reflects pretty heavily on what Scott Henshaw was talking about earlier in the show about connecting with his customers. So if you want to add value to the lives of your followers with your social media posts, you need to understand first who they are as a real person and connect with them on a personal level. And let me give you a quick example of how you can apply this. Let's say, for example, you sell dinnerware. Your typical customer is a mom. You know moms are always busy, and you know kids are often fussy eaters. So what you can do is share individual recipes that are kid-friendly and quick to make. And this is helpful to your follower. She's appreciative. You've made a personal connection. You've added value to your life and shown you understand what her life is like on a daily basis. So she's going to be more inclined to keep following you and keep listening to what you say.
Fascinating stuff.
Thanks. Well,
and all of this doesn't happen overnight, correct?
Absolutely not. And that's tip number four. Be patient and put in the effort. Everyone should understand right from the beginning, it can take 6 months of consistent hard work to build a social following. And I want to give perspective and maybe help explain this a little better. So think back to selling on eBay in the 1990s. In the early days, all you had to do was put it up, and it sold at auction, and there was a bidding war. That is not what is like selling on eBay today. Today, there's vastly more buying options for customers, and there's a lot more competition to selling. So when you're selling on eBay, you have to work harder, you have to list more, and you have to constantly improve your listing skills and your inventory choices. Social media marketing is like this. 5 years ago, it was new and exciting. The brands that got there first built huge followings and drove sales very quickly. But now social media networks are maturing. You need to work harder, write better posts, and keep learning more about your customers to be successful. Social media marketing will not surge sales overnight. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Most of your competition is going to be impatient and give up. But if you put in the effort, you're going to succeed where they fail.
Wow. So how much work to get started? Give me some time elements, an hour a day, 15 minutes a day. I don't want to scare people.
Sure. The actual setup, Pinterest takes the longest. The amount of time it's going to take you to fully set up a Pinterest account is maybe 10 hours. But once it's set up, 10, 15 minutes a day. I would say once your accounts are set up, and the rest of them only take 5, 10 minutes to set up. Pinterest is a lot more work up front. But once your account is up and running, if you give it an hour and a half to 2 hours a week, you can schedule out your posts on most accounts. And that's it. And just make sure you keep checking in and listening to the customers. Listening to the conversations. If somebody asks a question, answer it. Check in with them. It's not that hard once you're up and running.
You want to give us, and I know you're such a positive person, but I want you to reach into your brain and give us some tips on things we shouldn't do.
Don't spam your customers. Don't be a commercial. Think about it. Let's say, for example, you watch QVC because you're bored and there's nothing on at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're having insomnia. So you've got QVC on the television. Even QVC shares helpful, informative things. And every now and then do they come back to the, you know, hey, call in now and buy this or click here and buy this. So you don't want to deliver 24 hours a day of buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. That is the worst possible thing you can do. Nobody is going to follow you. You're not adding anything to the world. Connect with your customers on a personal level instead. Share things that are useful to them. And then just every now and then, say, oh, by the way, I just shared this. If you're looking for a product to solve this challenge in your life, perhaps this will do it. Click here. So think about just being out there, connecting with people, and don't spam. Don't share links ad nauseum. And your link sharing should only be about 20% of what you're promoting out on social media.
Sandy, I remember the first day I met you. It was in Orlando.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were looking for guests to come up and be on the remote broadcast, and I think E. Betsy brought you over.
I think it was Kat. She
said, was it Kat?
Lee sent me out to find interesting people. You're interesting. Come with me.
God bless Kat. Okay, I knew it was one of them doing that. And I was impressed because you had a business degree.
I do.
And I thought, you know, at a time when we were trying to convince so many callers, it's not that way pretty much anymore, but convince so many callers that this is a business and not a hobby. If they want to make money, it is a business. And I thought, wow. And here's a woman who's interested in starting businesses related to eBay. And yeah. I was so impressed with you, and I still am. So,
oh, thanks. It goes both ways.
So what?
I'm very impressed by you, too.
Well, as well you should be. Well, listen, what got you into the social media aspect? Because back then, you were just talking about listing things on eBay and you were selling business suits a lot and things of that sort.
Sure.
What brought you into the social media genre?
Well, I was working just as hard and just as hard and just as hard as I always had with my selling, and it just started to gradually slow down over time, and I realized I needed to do some of my own promoting. And I knew I could do, blogging was huge at the time. Social media was kind of new for people as a marketing tool, and I just decided to jump in and try that. Because I didn't know that I had the attention span to be a blogger and to write long blog posts. I've tried, and every now and then I get them out, but social media was quick, it was easy, it was in the moment, and it was something I felt like I could actually do on a regular basis. So that's why I went to that, and I learned so much so fast, and I've evolved into, I'm actually a social media coach now who helps eBay and e-commerce sellers. So it just kind of grew from me needing to solve a problem in my own business.
I have an idea for you, but we need to talk after the show's over.
Okay, we will.
Okay. You're coming to Vegas, right?
Apparently. I've been told by all of my friends, both on and outside of at eBay Radio and outside of eBay Radio, that I'm going, so I better register.
You better. I'll tell you. No, I have an idea for you, so we'll talk maybe after the show or something.
Cool.
Okay. But, Griff, here's somebody. I mean, when was Orlando? This was like 5 years ago?
Yeah, you're talking about the odd location, right?
Yeah.
Was it that long ago?
4 years ago, at least?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. I don't think it was 5.
Okay. And so since then, I have watched her grow and grow and grow. And here's a woman with a business degree. You listening right now, those of you listening right now, this is a woman with a business degree who chose to make eBay her career. That says something right there. It's a business, friends. It's a business.
Absolutely. Sandy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll drop the last 2 tips in the chat board.
Thank you. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Coming up, a stylish and eco-friendly niche. Next, here on eBay Radio.
Want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCOMarketplace.com/eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com for more information.